All right, today's learning is dedicated to Lili Nishmas, Rachel Bas Naftali HaKayin, and the Shemeshet of Aliyah, a great-grandmother of one of our learners here. Actually learning Lili Nishmas all week, except that I forgot to mention it. We're in the middle of learning Perek Yud Zayin of Yecheskel, which is a nevuah regarding the Gula Hasida. And we're up to the last few psukim. I think it's a rather memorable haftarah in the fact that the first pasuk, usually when they lay the haftarah, by the first pasuk, people are still listening to what it says. Afterwards, people just go along with it without noticing. But the first pasuk has the joining of the sticks, one stick for the ten shvatim, one stick for the two shvatim, and joining them into one people, which is the remez for the Gula Hasida. And we learned the psukim two nights ago, which dealt with the promise of the bringing together of Klal Yisrael and having one melech, David HaMelech, over them. We spoke about Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. We're up to the last three or four psukim, which talk about Eretz Yisrael. Till here, the nevuah of the Gula Hasida did not talk about the land. It talked about the people and about the Malchus. It talked about the people coming together and about them having one Melech. The last four psukim talk about Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash as being part of the Gula Hasida. Pasuk Chafei, V'yashvol ha'aretz ha'shanasati la'avdi li'yakov. They live on the land I gave Yaakov because it's a Yerusha from Yaakov. Yerusha from Yitzchak would go to Esa, from Avram would go to Yishmael. This is Yerusha to Avdi Yaakov. Now, this means to add, the promise to Yaakov was only a certain part of Eretz Yisrael. There were other parts that were added by David HaMelech. Syria, for example, we call today Syria and Lebanon, was added to Eretz Yisrael by David. Had the Nevuah only said that which I promised, Ashanasati Lavdil Yaakov, it would not include Syria. Because it includes Ashi Yashua Ba'avay Sechem, it includes, so to speak, Greater Israel. V'yashua Leo Haim Budeim of Neim Ad Olam, they and their children and grandchildren will live there eternally. V'david Avdi Nasi Lahem La'olam. I mentioned yesterday, this pasuk is one of the proofs of the Rambam, that after Mashiach comes, people will have children and grandchildren, because it talks about Haim, B'neihem, Uvnei B'neihem. V'karati lehem bris shalom. They will have a bris of peace. Bris oilam ya'avaisam, a bris of peace that remains forever. U'nisatim v'irbeisi oisam, v'nasati es mishkani b'seicham la'olam. Hashem says, I will put the shalom between them, multiply them. Again, a right to the Rambam that people continue to have children. Nasatias Mishkani Bisaicham La'ilam, and the Mishkan will be in them La'ilam. The Bris Shalom is not just peace as opposed to war. And certainly it includes peace as opposed to war.
Doesn't Gemara say that Mashiach won't come until the Neshamas are emptied out of the Guf?
Yeah, it does. Gemara says Emidah Mashiach Lahan Neshamas Shabaguf. And the Rambam, well, the question is what it means, Neshamas Shabaguf. Rashi, Taisus says Neshamas Shabaguf is Neshamas in the Eitzer, in the heaven where the Guf is. According to that, there should be no more children. The Rambam disagrees with that. The Rambam doesn't explain the Gemara, but the Rambam says that there are two periods. He's Yemais HaMashiach, and then there's Olam Haba. Yemais HaMashiach, Olam Kemin Hagoy Haylech. It's actually a mandiyam in the Gemara. There are two Tanoim that argue, Misach to Shabbos, a part of Shabbos we didn't learn yet, Shabbos, it's in the sixth parak. But there are two mandiyamim in the Gemara. Presumably, the mandiyamim that says Mashiach will come k'shiyich l'nisham b'shem b'guf is going with an opinion not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that ein bein yemais haMashiach la'olam hazeh elo shibud malchias b'vod. That the only difference is shibud malchias is the fact that the king, that the foreign governments will make Christ subservient to them, or that there's Yetzer Hara. But otherwise, I love Kemin Hagei Haylech. That's the Shitas Rambam. These are some of the rayas to the Rambam, the fact that the Pesukim talk about B'nai when they say him, the other Pesukim that talk about having enough food, etc. Now, those who argue with the Rambam say they're Mishalim. And when it says you'll have children, you'll have food, Alamai Neshamas doesn't need food, but they're all Derech Mashal.
Right before this, the Torah, it starts the part of Trias Amesim.
I mentioned that on Monday night.
So it sounds like, you know.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
If you want, I'll discuss it. It's, what? Well, David Avi always is a reference to Beis David, and David Avi sounds like he'll live forever. It's one person, but it doesn't mean David. It means a Beis David. I believe Mashiach isn't called Mashiach ben David. Is that David? Yeah. We find there's a Ramban in Chumash, and I think in Eschanan, that says we find names attributed to people who follow in the ways of a name. Give some examples.
Was it the greatness of David that he was
under
the head of David?
Yeah, but I think the point was that the literal word for David Avdi sounds like it means David himself. Okay, at any rate, so this is the promise that the Gula Asid will be in Eretz Yisrael and that there will be some sort of a Migdash B'Seicham. Now, the last three psukim are a little confusing. This seems to be a redundancy because if you stop here, so we know Eretz Yisrael and we know the Beis HaMikdash. Let's see what is Pasuk of Zayin ahead. V'ayah mishkani aleihem, my mishkan will be on them, or with them. V'yisi lehem leilakim, and I will be their God. V'hema yu li la'am, and they will be to me as a people. It doesn't seem to add much to what we said earlier. Likewise, Pasuk of Ches says, V'yadu ha'goyim ki ani Hashem. Okay, that adds that the goyim will recognize Hashem, Mekadesh is Yisrael. But again, V'yais mikdashi b'saycham la'ilam, it mentions again, three psukim in a row, that the Beis HaMikdash will be in Klal Yisrael. So I'd like to speak out the Malbim's pshat. I'd like to be magdim to it, an idea, which the Malbim is talking about. The idea was, I've seen expressed very beautifully as follows. The Beis HaMikdash is called Sukkas David. Harachem Yakum Lanu as Sukkas David HaNefalos. The Beis HaMikdash is called David HaMelech's building. Miz Mashiach Lukas Abayas LeDavid. We talk about the Beis HaMikdash attributing it to David. And as you know, David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't. It was only Shlomo HaMelech who built the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, it's referred to as Sukkas David. Even more confusing. It's one thing in Tehillim where there could be a certain amount of poetic license, and it could mean based of it. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, I think it's Daf Yutes or so. The Gemara has a halachic discussion. The halachi is that the Kayin has to stand on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash at the time he does Avaida, no Chatzitza. The floor of the Beis HaMikdash was made of stone tiles. Stone tiles, no doubt, imported from Italy, and very fine quality. The Gemara asks, what happens if a tile was removed and the Kayin is standing on the earth of the mountain? Is that Avodah Kosher? Is the requirement that he stand on the stone tile or that he stand on the har? And the language of the Gemara question is, Ki Agdeshe David Atohim Rabo Agdeshe? When David gave Kedusha to the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, did he give Kedusha till the depths of the earth? Or was it only to the surface? Ki Agdeshe David, it wasn't David, it was Shlomo HaMelech who was Magdish. We find in Navi that David HaMelech said, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash. And we find an unusual episode that the Navi says to him, good idea. The Navi says, Nasan HaNavi. He never fails. Nasan HaNavi says, wow, that's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? And he says, go, do it. And then Navi goes home. And that night, God comes to him in a nevuah and says, you are wrong. David can't build the Beis HaMikdash. He's not eligible to Beis HaMikdash because he's the king for battle, not for peace. And the way the Gemara says, Hashem said to Nosson, you better go quickly to David HaMelech and stop him, because if you wait a few hours, the Beis HaMikdash will be built already. Because he's an Ishmaisa. Very interesting Gemara. So he goes running back to David, and he tells David, I made a mistake. You know, today I was telling you, it wasn't a nevuah, it was a psak. and I have to take it back. Now David HaMelech was undeterred. He didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, but he wrote the plans for the Beis HaMikdash, raised the money for the Beis HaMikdash, made an appeal. I mentioned to you numerous times that when we say in the Siddha Vayavarach David, that Vayavarach David was David's bracha when he gathered the people and made an appeal for the Beis HaMikdash. He made an appeal, and like in the Chumash, HaMalach HaYisadayim, they raised enough money. The same thing here, David HaMelech made an appeal to people who would not see the Beis HaMikdash for the most part. It was going to be built in the next generation. He was successful. And Vayavarach David Es Hashem was said at that time. And as I mentioned to you, that's the reason the custom is to give money to tzedakah at that time. That Vayavarach David was done when tzedakah was given. The meaning is to give tzedakah to a shul, to a Mikdash Ma'at at that time that we talk about the Vayavarach David, the tefillah at the time of the building of the
But didn't Vayavarach David after they gave the money?
It was at the gathering when they gave the money, yeah.
So it's
after, okay.
Right?
And, well, they pledged it. I don't know if they had given it yet, but they certainly pledged it. And not only did David do money, David got the material. He actually had a plan. He knew what they needed. He had money, he had material, he had it all prepared to go. Now, if you learn Navi later, it was not used. Shlomo didn't use David's material. There's a reason why. He ended up not using it for whatever. There's a reason that's given, which needs its own explanation. But it's a very strange thing that first the Navi makes a mistake, and then Navi does it anyway, and it's not used. There's an idea, and by the way, the second thing happens to Bayis Sheni, but in a different way. The Bayis Sheni, 52 years after the Churban, they come back and plan to build the Beis HaMikdash and actually pour a foundation, whatever that means. David also prepared the foundation, Gemara Makis. And again, they're stopped. And 18 years later, they're given authority when it's 70 years to finish building. Also, there's a false start to the building of the Bayis Sheni. There's an idea that there are two Batei Mikdashim. The Beis HaMikdash exists in concept. In concept, the idea of the Beis HaMikdash, the concept of having the Shechina Beineinu, the Cheshik for it, the desire for it, that itself is a certain level of Beis HaMikdash. And then there's the Beis HaMikdash made of stone and wood, the actual physical Beis HaMikdash. And David HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash is real. It's the Mikdash of the conceptual Beis HaMikdash. Rav Gedalia Yishai used to say on the Pasuk Teichai Rotzuch Ava, Tehillim, he says Teichai, the inside of the Beis HaMikdash Rotzuch had a floor made of Ava. You can make it out of stone, you can make it out of other things. It's made out of love. It was the desire of Klal Yisrael, the Cheshik, to have a Mikdash. That Cheshik is not physical, but it's spiritual, it's real. And although the Mikdash of Eitzim and Havana can be destroyed, the Mikdash that's in the heart of a person, the Blavavi Mishkan, that exists forever. That Cheshik exists forever. As a matter of fact, when it's not there, sometimes the Cheshik is even greater. So a beautiful line from the previous he was in my age, I'm forgetting names. He was in Shanghai and moved to Eretz Yisrael later. He said when he's finally living in Eretz Yisrael, he misses only one thing from Chutz Laretz. He misses the gaguim he had for Eretz Yisrael. So when he wasn't there, he had this tremendous desire to be in Eretz Yisrael. And once he's there, you know, you're there. It's always the problem. You know, when the revolution succeeds, you miss the revolution. Like, it's fun to have a revolution. Once you succeed, you're stuck. So that gaguim, that was David HaMelech. Hashem engineered the whole thing that the psak would be given wrong. His cheshik would be there till the last second, till he can't do it. And that's a mikdash, that's a mishkan. The Malbim, without the whole Arichus, the Malbim says those are the two Mishkanim mentioned here in Yecheskel. There's the Mikdashi B'Seicham, and there's the Mishkani Aleihem. The Mishkani B'Seicham is the Mishkan that's within the person. And that is the desire of Klal Yisrael to have Kedush, to have the Rabbani Shalom among them. The Cheshik, the desire which David had. Then there's the Vahiyah Mishkani Aleihem, There's the actual Mishkan Al, he's next to, right? The Golem are all, they would say Al Shiftai. So it means the actual physical base. I mean, there's a physical base of Migdash, and there's the Migdash within you. What's interesting, if we can say so, is the Goyim will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is among the Jews, B'yais Mikdashi B'saicham. You would think, the Goyim will recognize and say, wow, they got this beautiful building, you know, the base of Migdash. So the Navi says no. B'yais Mikdashi B'saicham. When the Migdash, you want to see the person who has the Migdash, look for the Migdash that's in them. That's B'saicham. B'saicham is La'olam.
Very
good.
The first time is Mikdash, the second time is Mishkan. The Targum says Mishkan is
Shechina. Shechina Shruya. Okay. Now there is one more Nakuda here, which so the Gemara is in Ibaya. What was David Mekadish when David gave it to Kedusha? David did everything but build it physically. So he gave the Kedusha to. Now the Gemara is in Ibaya. You want to know what the Gemara answers? You have to look up the Gemara. I think it's anybody in the Gemara that's not Nifshat. But the point wasn't what the answer is. The point was David was the one that gave Kedusha to it. David bought the area. David dug the foundation. You're familiar. The Gemara says he pulled up the plug. You know, instead of all the water going down, it all came up, right? So he prepared everything. Okay, there's one last Nakuda that's discussed here. I guess we'll leave it for next year, but there's an idea of the Isarusa de la Sata and the Isarusa de la Eila. It's interesting. The Malbim mentions this briefly as well. There's an argument between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbi Nishalayim, which has its origins in Eicha Perek Hei, which I plan to discuss on New Year's, God willing. But the Chazal say the Rabbi Nishalayim and Klal Yisrael have the following argument. Klal Yisrael says to Rabbi Nishalayim, why don't you just bring Mashiach and then we'll be your people. Why don't you take the first step? Like, the couple is dating. So some people have a little timidry to them. Usually they get a wife who's not timid, but occasionally, usually God matches things that way. But sometimes they're both timid and, you know, he's waiting for her to say, I'm committed. She's waiting to say, he's committed, like nobody wants to let go. So each one is saying, you know, you commit, and you know, like the thing you could do to kill a romance on a date is to say, well, where are you holding? that's not a romantic thing to say. So, but they do it all the time. So Klal Yisrael, under Rabbi Nishalayim, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Nishalayim says, Atem tiyu li la'am, v'ani e'e lachem le'elokim. You step first. God says, you do something first, and I'll do second. In other words, you take the first step, you open a Pesach Kepiskei Shel Nachat, and I'll open a Pesach Kepiskei Shel.
Is there really what happened from Avraham really thinks that also Hashem appeared to him?
No, Hashem didn't appear to him until many years after, decades.
This is the way it always is, and that's why.
Well, Klal Yisrael says, Rabbi Nishalayim, please, you take the first step, and we'll do second. That's called the Sarusa de la Eila. Rabbi Nishalayim says, no. They're usually between God and the Jewish people, you know, usually we expect God to win, except that he has a lot of mercy. But the idea is it's more permanent if it comes from Klal Yisrael. So, this Vahaya Mishkani Alehem Vayisi Lehem Leikim Vehem Yuli La'am is a language of concession. Language of concession. My Mishkan will be among them, and then they will be to me as a people. If it's not going to go the other way, it'll go this way. And that's what the Malbim sees here. So at any rate, this is Yecheskel's Nevuah. Someone made a beautiful point. We find two other Nevuahs that have to do with sticks. We have Moshe Rabbeinu's stick, which turns into a snake, and then there are sticks of Parai, and Moshe swallows up their sticks. And then we have a second set of sticks by Kairach. We have the sticks of all the Shvatim that are put, and one stick sprouts at the advantage of the disadvantage of the others. So we said, when you have a Shutvis of Shvatim, or of partners in business, or you have to be careful. If one swallows up the other, then there's no partnership. If one sprouts flowers and fruit and at the expense of the others, there's no partnership. So in the Chumash, you have Kairach sticks and you have Maishan Pari sticks, no permanence. Here, the third Nevuah of sticks, the two sticks come together and they become one. That's the partnership of the sticks in the Nevuah. This is the Nevuah of Yecheskel. We move on next week. Vayechi is the most beautiful Haftira. It's actually Nevi and Rishayim. And I hope to be here Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday again to learn the Tzavo of David HaMelech, which is Haftira.